beginning a new sugya tonight, but we're very much following still on the footsteps of some of the sugyas in the past. So the basic thrust of everything we've been talking about is how to solve a problem if you have stolen, one of the dalbinim is stolen. So that's a big problem if you have one of the dalbinim stolen. It's a big problem because it's not lachem. It's a big problem potentially because of mitzvah babi avera. So in the bottom of Lamanam and Aleph, so the three lines at the bottom, we'll pick up this where we left off last week. Amru Rav Huna Lano Avankere. So Rav Huna said to the merchants, the Hadassah merchants, he said, Nisu Asa Me'akum, when you buy Hadassah from the Goyim, so be careful, Sigzu Atom, you yourselves don't be the ones to cut off the Hadassah. El Gzu Inu, let the Goyim cut off the Hadassah. V'yavil Chodesh, give it to you. Why? My time. Because Stam Evdi Kichovim Gazloni Aras Adinu. Because we have to assume that the Goyim were probably stealing land, so the land is stolen, the Hadassah was stolen. And the problem is the Kakei Nigzelis, and whatever that phrase means, Kakei Nigzelis, but it meant something along the lines of that Yush either literally doesn't work in Kaka, or most likely doesn't work in Kaka. Probably the person is not being Mishyash, all different nuances that we spoke about last week, the different approaches in the Rishonim. But the bottom line is that Yush is not going to do the trick. And Yush itself is not even Tofes on the Karka. So Yush is only going to become effective at a later point. It's going to become effective if and when it becomes Medalim, or it becomes Tolosh from the Karka, then Yush is going to kick in. So why is it so critical that that it should be the Goyim who do the cutting and not the Jews? For the following reason, Hilchach Ligzuzu Inu. So therefore we want to make sure that the Goyim do the cutting. Ki Heichi De Levu Yush Bailem Biyadayu Did Hu Vishini Rishus. So we want to make sure that we're going to have a combination of factors. We're going to have Yush. Now let's not forget, Yush is not going to happen Kol's Man and its character. So we're going to need Yush to happen later. And then after this Yush, there's also going to be Shinui Rishus. And Yush and Shinui Rishus are going to combine together and Hocus Pocus is going to change the world. So Shinui Rishus means that it's no longer in the hands of the original Gazlan. It is now transferred to somewhere else. And somehow Yush and Shinui Rishus are going to combine together to solve the world's problems. So then the Gemara got into some technical reason. Well, why do we need the Goy to do Shinui Rishus to the Avankari? After all, I'll get it from the Avankari. I'll get it from the merchant. So that'll be the Shinui Rishus. The Gemara says, you're right, but we were just worried about the Avankari. So the Avankari is a Jewish guy. So he also wants to be able to Dalad Minim. So the only way to ensure that he gets the Kinyan, the only way to ensure that the Dalad Minim will kosher to him, is that you have to make sure there's a Shinui Rishus. The only way to pull off a Shinui Rishus is to have the Goy himself do the cutting and hand it over to the Jewish merchant. So when all the dust settles, for our purposes, although the main thrust of the sugya is clearly addressing the issue of Dalad Minim, we're going to take ourselves almost out of a Sechas Sukkah for a minute, and maybe for an hour, and try to understand what are the mechanics here in terms of the Dinim of Rishabo. The Gemara just told us something very startling. The Gemara just told us that there's a new Kinyan on the books that we never really were formally introduced to, and that is a kinyan called Yush plus Shinui Rishus. Now, we already spoke in the past how Yush is not exactly all that effective for Gezeil, according to many opinions. So Yush itself is not going to carry the day, but Yush plus, oh, somehow, hope to focus, that changes the world. And that becomes a very, very difficult concept. So again, it's appearing here in Sukkah Daf Lamed Amud Beis. This is not the only place it appears. It appears in several places in Maseches Bava Kamma, the 7th parak, in the 10th parak. So this is the cloud globe. This is an absolute rule that Yush plus Shinui Rishus, as long as the owner was Mishyash and Shinui Rishus occurred, if those two factors combine together, then the Gezeila is nikna to somebody, to whoever has it right now, and there is no need to return the Gezeila itself. The object itself can be kept by the person who experienced the Shinui Rishus. Now, the Nigzel may have a deter against the Gazlan, who's trying to cash out the Gazlan, okay, so he'll work with that later, that's his problem. But we're focusing on the Chefza itself. The Chefza HaGazel does not have to be returned, and that's the magic of Yush and Shinui Rishus.
Only Metaltelim or also?
Oh, well, okay, so by Karka, we're going to have a lot of trouble pulling off a Shinui Rishus on Karka, because Karka ain't Nigzelis. But at least the Metaltelim, that's going to be the thing. Yush plus Shinui Rishus.
But if you buy from a thief, you just walk away, you're no problem?
Okay, Skinner, we're not advocating buying a thief. There's an issue. You're not, the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to do that for a variety of reasons. You're not allowed to buy from someone who's muchzik as a ganav, either because you may be participating in the Maisa Ganev as well, or because of the Lifnei Iver. There are different reasons why it's also. But if the original owner was Mishyash, and you bought from the ganav, then it's tachat belongs to you. Then you don't
but
have to
it. Sounds
to
like he says, you can buy from those.
Okay, oh, so you want to, you're asking a bomb question. Namely, the Gemara here is just trying to figure out how to be yotzei da'alminim. The Gemara doesn't even address the basic question, why are you getting involved with these guys? Think about, how are you being chalik avagana? The Mishnayos and the end of Baba Kama say, if you have stolen goods, you're not allowed to buy stolen. You're not allowed to go. The guy comes up the street and says, hey, I got a nice wash. I like to sell. You're not allowed to buy it off the street. That's chalik avagana.
But this is a different situation. Why it's not regular. It's when it comes to lulav and etrog, is obviously a situation when you don't have anything. But it's not like a merchandise that's stolen.
Okay, so the question. Okay. So the question is that as that's the fishing ground, if it's really usur to do this to be chalik v'ganav, so then why should all of a sudden for the mitzvah d'alaminim, why should that override the usur? So probably a good part of the answer lies in what Rav Huna said. We don't even know this is stolen goods. Between you and me, we're not sure it's stolen goods. What was it
about?
Stop. You know, but we have to be nervous that stolen goods. So many people can say that. Vis-a-vis these surim of lifnei yiver and chalik v'ganav, those kinds of things, we could probably bank on the fact that we don't know those nerves. We're not really sure that it's stolen goods. We could assume that it's probably not. But we want to go the extra mile for the aminim, because if it really turns out to be stolen goods, then we're not yotzei. So it's very possible that this whole sugya is not even addressing the lifnei yiver angle, because maybe we're not even sure that it's stolen in the first place. But I thought it's clear both of this.
We don't use anything of suffix.
Right. For mitzvahs, we want to make sure we yotzei the mitzvahs good. So again, so based on Agama, based on multiple sugyas in Baba Kama, this kinyan definitely exists and really, really requires a lot of work to understand how this kinyan goes about. A statement like this of Chazal,
I don't understand where the lifnei yiver would come in, because the people who are cutting it down are goyim anyway.
But they're not allowed to steal either.
Right, but is there an issur of lifnei yiver for goyim as well?
Well, for me to be machshel someone in more stealing, that's for sure. That if I'm machshel a goy, I give an eimer and a chayt to a goy. That's lifnei yiver. So this halacha that Chazal are presenting to us, that yush plashin rishus is a valid method of kinyan, for kinyan gezeila, it's something that's very, very disturbing, very, very troubling, because it seems to fly in the face of what I call I'm not as advanced in mathematics as some other people here, but this I call the higher level math, namely 0 + 0 = 0. You take two factors, neither one of them does the trick on its own, and you combine them together, and all of a sudden you come up with a solution. How's that happen? Bottom line, is Yush Kain or not?
No.
The guy, the owner is Mishyayish from today till Adias Goyal. The din is Yush, according to, again, if you hold Yush as Kain, then the game's over, then you don't need Yush Rishus. So obviously the whole discussion of the validity of the king of Yush Rishus is assuming that Yush, proper Yush itself is not Kain. So Yush itself is nothing. It's a zero, worthless. So it's worth nothing in terms of being a king. What would it didn't be if you had a shini rishus on its own merits? You just did a shini rishus, namely, I steal from somebody, and then I give it to somebody else. That's also a dvarim b'teilim. Of course, the gemara said the favorite, that the nigzal has the right to go after the second guy also. So yush is zero, and shini rishus is zero. So 0 + 0 = 0. So how does yush and shini rishus, how do they combine together? If each one of them is not acceptable, what makes the combination of two unacceptable methods of kinyanim merge and fuse together to make a valid kinyan? That's the basic fundamental question. So whenever you see this, not the first time in halacha that we have these kinds of concepts, you have to always ask yourself as follows. Whenever you see this kind of halacha presenting itself, it's clear chakira territory. Namely, what's the nature of what's going on? A on itself is nothing. B on itself is nothing. A and B together carries the day. Yeshalachbar. When A and B carry the day, fundamentally A is what's carried the day. Elawat. A on its own has a certain deficiency. B has the ability to rectify that deficiency. Once A's deficiency has been rectified, then Mamela, A, is good to go. Or, obviously, the flip side of the Chakira is the exact opposite. Namely, fundamentally, B is really good. B should accomplish our goals. Elawat, B has a certain deficiency to it. So now, Nebuch, we have to get rid of that deficiency. We work on it, and all of a sudden, A has that koach. It has that ability to rectify the chesaron, the deficiency of B. Once B's deficiency has been removed, then B carries the day. So there's no way to say that A and B together work together. They don't really work together. Either A is a ma'aseh kinyan or B is a ma'aseh kinyan. We're just not sure which is the kinyan and which is the tikkun of the chesaron of the other one. So that type of a chakira is clearly what's going to be played out in this sugya. And the Rishonim discussed this. The Rishonim will talk about explicitly of the Rishonim we can apply from. So the first one to really tackle this sugya of how do Yush and Shin Rishus combine together is the Ramban and the Mulchamas Hashem. They put it on the, they set it on the sheets. So Mulchamas in Baba Kama. You find in the small ones. Let's see if I can find it. Alpha is on the base. But it's a small print. Which did I send? Can you tell from the Marmokh which kind of was? The Mishnah, Amar Yochanan. Yes, it's over Alpha. Okay. Now I just have to find a line. Let's see if we can find that one. There's only one line, it's open. It's in the end of the paragraph starts with the Masha Kosov. It's the second paragraph in the Ramban. It's with a wide line start in the end of that second paragraph. It's the third line, the middle of that third line. So the first words of the line is the Afal Pi. So again, it's a Nem Alfam and Alfam of a Kama. It's the second paragraph in the Mochamas. The paragraph that starts with Umashi Kosov. And it's where the wide line start, the third line. Umashi Kosovti Yosin Nochum. Nochum be anyone. Tega. The Yush Lamahani Bo. The Hal Lamahani Yush. Elahecha the Hatera Osaliyade. Valhecha the Beisur Osaliyade. Lamahani Lamandiyam Yush could be Lokani. What was the reason why Yush didn't work for Gnezer and Gazel in the first place? Remember back a few weeks ago. Remember, where was the model of Yush in Halacha? Where does the Torah speak about Yush?
Aveda.
By Aveda. So Gemara Shaila, should we extrapolate from Aveda to Gazel or not? So Gemara had one opinion that said, yes, why not? What's the difference? Yush works here, Yush works here. And we held back. And we said, no, there's a big difference between the two. What's the problem? The problem is that by Aveda, I picked it up in a state of Heter. When I picked it up, I was justified in picking it up. Hashem came. For Gezela, I had no justification to pick it up. It was Be'isur HaSliyadeh. And we cannot derive Be'isur HaSliyadeh from Heter HaSliyadeh. That was the Gemara said it's the same. Says the Ramban, if that's the case, then we have just discovered what the deficiency in Yush Incarnate is. What's the deficiency? Very simple. It's Be'isur HaSliyadeh. There's nothing fundamentally wrong with Yush being cutting Gezela. There's nothing fundamentally stopping us from comparing Gezela to Aveda. The point of difference between the two is that one seemingly insignificant point is Yush Liyadeh. But we have to get over that point. As long as we can get over that point, then we can derive one from another. How do you get over that point? How do you get out of the hump of Yush Liyadeh?
Through something.
What do you do? How do you make a gezela into no longer Yisroel Liyadeh? From the Gazan's vantage point, it is impossible. Because the Gazan, by definition, when I break into the house and I steal something, it's Yisroel Liyadeh. But when I give it to who?
To the next guy.
Is it Yisroel Liyadeh for the next guy? Or is it Beteros Liyadeh for the next guy? So let's think it through. What happened first? What could possibly happen that could create a Heter HaSliyadeh for this next person?
If Yush
happens first, it's not that Yush isn't Chal on Gezeila. Yush is Chal on Gezeila. It's just that it's impossible to become effective if it's Yisur HaSliyadeh. So Klape the Gazlan, there's no way to rectify it, and therefore the Gazlan himself cannot be kind of a Yush. But Klape the other fellow, if the Yush preceded the Shin Rishus, so then the Yush was Chal vis-a-vis anyone who hasn't done an Aveir yet. So when the second guy gets it, the Yush was Chal for him, and now he gets it, the Hatera, and for him it's kind of, but it's not kind of for the first guy. The first guy, it's not rectifiable. So that comes the Ramban and says, if that's the case, Let's think for a minute what the course of events has to be. What's the schedule here? What has to happen first? So Gezeila happened first, and what must happen before what?
Yeish.
Yeish must precede Yeish. If Shinu Rishus precedes Yeish, so then the second guy has the same deficiency of Bisurah Shaliyadeh. That's exactly what the Ramban says. Let's take a look back at the Ramban and says. The Ramban continues. Even Laman Diyam Yeish Kedilo Kani, Vafilu Mahadi Shinu Rishus. That just combining Yeush and Shinu Rishus is not going to do the trick, says the Ramban. The Shinu Rishus Yechagach Yeush Lokoni. If you do it out of order, first you have Shinu Rishus, and then Yeush is not going to work. The cave under by Shaita does the other Dabish is Bailamu. Koshkan the other guys on Atzmo Yasul Yadu Yisurat Lokoni. Says the Ramban, the problem is Yisurat Liyadu. That problem always exists for the Gazlan by definition. He's always Yisurat Liyadu. And the Lokeach, the second guy, may or may not have that deficiency, depending on what came first. That's the side of the Ramban. So that one line tucked away in this Bukhamis, the Ramban just gave you the secret. Of course, the Ramban is only right. His theory is only correct if the facts are right. Namely, if the Ramban is correct that the order is critical, then the Ramban's theory may be correct one. But just imagine for a second, if we find a Rishon who questions that order. What if I dig up a Rishon who says that you can flip the order and have Shinu Rishus before Yush, and it'll still be Kona, and one thing you know for a fact, that Rishon is not going down the Ramban's path. There's no question that the Ramban himself just said. The Ramban said, my reasoning, my logic is right, because the halach is X, Y, and Z. You need Yush to precede the Shinu Rishus. But if that order switches, then the game's over, and the Ramban's lom, this is not correct, and it has to be another mahalach for Yush and Shinu Rishus combined together. So which Rishon questions that order? Not just questions, it actually. Giveaway in the Rambam. Disagrees with the order. They put it on the Rambam premise. It's a Rambam with Geneva. Rambam Menuchas Geneva for a Kei Aloha Gimel. I'm only going to read half the Rambam because the second half is going to confuse us and get us off the tangents about other technical details, but our purpose is really the first couple of lines in the Rambam for a Kei Aloha Gimel. For a Kei Aloha Gimel, Nisyai Shua Baal Menah Geneva. So the owner had Yush. Bein Shenis Yashu V'chakech Machar Aganav. This doesn't sound well for the Ramban. It doesn't make the slightest bit of difference as the Rambam whether the Yush happens first or whether the Mechir happens first. Kona lekech b'yush v'shiru v'shus the eino machs or geneva atzal v'aleha. So there's no question that the geneva itself is not budging. The chepetz agodno v'agozo remains tachas yad lekech. Now there are a lot of complicated details here about who pays who what. There's a lokech reimburse, the Farganov reimburse. So that's already sugyas the Rabban, and then the Ram gets it in a whole. It's not important for us right now. What's important for us is the Ram just said the Geneva is not budging. Why is the Geneva not budging? Because the Ganov and the Gazam are just kind of with the combination of Yush and Shinu Rishus, even though the Ram said quite clearly it didn't make the slightest bit of difference what the order was. If that's true, that the order is not critical according to the Rambam, then we know for a fact the Rambam did not view our sugyo, or any of the sugyos of Baba Kama, of that combination of Yush and Shinu Rishus to the eyes of the Rambam. If the Ramban's theory is correct, the order is critical, the Rambam denies the order, there has to be another theory taking place. So let's challenge ourselves, let's ask ourselves what that other possible theory is. So going back to our Hakira approach, either A is the key and B knocks off the deficiency, or B is the real thing and A knocks off the deficiency. If the first approach didn't work, we'll go to the other approach.
Is there any chance for the Gazlan Mavki
to be
the Geneva? And then the other one?
Mavki is a whole other story, and half the problem is not going to work here on totally different logistical problems. So Hefka is a different sugya, it's a sugya in the seventh track. We'll stick to Yish for now, okay? But Hefka is a good question, it's a very, very good question, but it's not going to help us here. So what other theory can we have, Rabbi Yisrael? We do not want to go down the path of saying Yush is the real Kenyan and we just had a little problem. So let's go the other direction. What's the real Kenyan? Shinu Rishus is the real Kenyan. That's odd. Shinu Rishus doesn't say that. Kenyanim for Geneva, we need Makairis, we need Psukim for them. Every possible Kenyan Geneva, any Kenyan that takes place that enables the Ganav HaGazon to keep the object, is rooted in Chumash. Yush, if it exists, is rooted in Aveda. Yush and Shin Rishos, if it exists, according to Rabban, is also rooted in Aveda. We just rectify the deficiency. Shinui Koine is rooted in Heshwag Zeel Shagozal, Estan Zoyne, right? We spoke about this in the past. Shinui Hashem is a subcategory of Shinui, of Shinui on the Chetza. So if Shinui Rishos works, we have to be able to pin it on some kind of a mocker, some kind of a source. But we're running into problems. There's a source. There is no Gemara. We'll never ever tell us what the source for Shinui Rishos Koine is. So we have to figure out our own. Well, the name the Chazal call it should probably be part of the giveaway. Shinui Rishos. You think it's just coincidental that Chazal said there's a Shinui Maisa and there's a Shinui Hashem and there's a Shinui Rishos? What do Chazal mean to say? Part of the definition of an object is who's holding on to it. This is my sefer. That is your sefer. That is his sefer. When you have a Shinui Rishos, you almost have like a subcategory of a Shinui. It's the same way that if I take wood and turn it into a table, that's not a Shagozal. It's not a Heshav Zeh Shagozal anymore. It's a different Chefza. So sometimes the change is in the world of Metzius. Sometimes the change is purely in Loshim B'nei Adam. Namely, I stole this item. Nothing physically changed to it, but it's called something different now. It experienced a Shinui Hashem. So that's a whole machlokes of the Gemara. We pass the Shinui Hashem is also like a shtickle Shinui. And maybe one could argue Shinui Rishos is not that far behind. That Shinui Rishos is also in nichol in the parish of Shinui. It's all learned, that's all derived from the same parish as Zeila Shagozal. That the possession, who is in charge, who's holding on to this object, who's the owner of this object, is part and parcel of the definition of the Chefs itself. And therefore could be subject to Shinui.
But then we say can't work with the stuff.
So if we're right that Shinui Hashem Rishos is part of that parish of Shinui, Maisa Shinui Hashem, etc., we're guilty of the worst crime in learning. It's called overkill. We made too good a case for ourselves. Why? If we're so convinced that Shinui Rishos is a shtichel Shinui also, Shinui Koine doesn't need what?
Doesn't need help.
It can carry the day by itself. So, Maman Rishach, if you think that Shinui Rishos is meaningless, so then, how's it working? If you're going to tag it on to, it's part of the parish, it's a subcategory, the parishes of Shinuyim, learned out from Moshe Gozal, so that it's so good, it's so gavaldic, what do you need Yish for? So we're in a pickle. So we're not sure where to put ourselves. We're not sure where does the Shinui Hashem, where does the Shinui Rishos fit in?
And if you thought Shinui Rishos worked, you could just steal a lulav and you'd be done.
Instead of giving it to somebody else.
If you could keep it yourself.
No. Shinui Rishos means you have to go from the Gazan to somebody else.
You gotta go
to a third guy. So nobody says that. Nobody in a million years would ever say such a thing. If you just steal something, give it to the other guy and call it a day, without Yish, not going to work. So what do you need Yish for? If Shinui Rishos is really chal, b'fnei atzmo, what do you need Yish for? So how long this is, Shinui Rishos is only chal, catch this one, if it's called the Shinui Rishos. Shinui Maisa is a very simple call. I look at the piece of wood, and I look at the table, and I see it's not the same thing. Shinui Hashem, people are calling this, calling the other, they're almost like objective. Shinui Rishos is true. It's also parish of Shinui. Assuming that it happened. What makes Shinui Rishos? Shinui Rishos does not just mean that I physically handed it off to the next guy. That is not Shinui Rishos. Rishos is the halachic concept. So the notion of Shinui Rishos means there has to be the mechanism for a change in the nimumness. Oh, wait a second. How can you have a change in the nimumness if the other guy still, if the nitzel is still holding on his ties to it? Cholzman the Nigzel still has him in his yayish from it, so then I could physically hand it to a third guy, I could sell it off to another guy in the street, but that's not a halachic Shinui Rishos. The role of the Yush is that change. I need to bump the Nigzel off in order to enable that Shinui Rishos to take place. But once the Shinui Rishos takes place, Shinui Rishos is coming for the Atzmai. So Shinui Rishos is critical, but it works, Cholzman, that it's true. But it's not true, Kozman that it's Chosa Yush. If that's the case, does it really make much of a difference what the order is? Not at all. Because when Reuven steals something and he hands it off to somebody else, so even though Bishas Maisa of his handing over, it wasn't yet registered, as a Shin Rishus. But in an hour from now, when the original owner is Mesiaish, so Shin Rishus doesn't need a Maisa Shin Rishus. It happens by itself. I mean, it used to be in the Gazan's hands, and now it's in the Lekech's hands. So Kolzma, that the Bailam or Mesiaish, that's not Halach Shin Rishus, that's just a physical change of handing off. But once a Yush kicks in, either before or after, as the Rambam says, so now we can go back to the Shin Rishus and say, hey, that registered in Maskil as a Shin Rishus, and it's a Shin Rishus that carries the day. So this Bia B'das HaRambam is 180 degrees different from the Ramban. The Ramban understood the lomdus of Yush and Shin Rishus combined together, that Yush is really the Kinyan, that the deficiency is Bisuras Liyodei, and we're going to rectify that deficiency. According to the Rambam, the opposite is true. Shin Rishus is really the Kinyan. The deficiency is that it didn't happen yet. We're going to solve that problem by instituting Yush either before or after. So these are the two basic Mahalchim. Again, the Rabban is explicit. We're guessing B'das HaRambam, the other option.
Can't we say that by Shinoi Maisa and Shinoi Shem, it causes a Yush because of the fact that it changed?
There is no Yush, no. Shinoi Shem, Shinoi Maisa is kind of, even though the Bailam is screaming at Mesiyah, I want that word back. Shinoi Maisa is kind of like
What is the Yush? I don't understand what the Yush does over here.
Wait, what, by Shinoi Rishus?
Yeah.
We can't label it as the possibility of being a Shinoi Rishus Kozman that the original owner is still holding on to it.
Because?
Shinoi Rishus, I can't give, I can't
because transfer. Because you knew that he was Mishayish, and therefore it's
so just, once he's Mishayish for Mitzvah, then I could say, now we can discuss Shinoi Rishus.
Whereas you don't need that by
Shinoi Maisa, it's a different object. Shinoi Maisa, Lamaisa was wood, now it's furniture.
So is Shinoi Rishus works like what we do with Shinuyim name?
It's the same kind of thing. It's the same basic thing. The only thing is that all the other Shinuyim don't require any assistance. This is the only one that needs an assistance because otherwise you didn't accomplish Shinuyim Rishus. That's the point.
So what we're really saying is that Shinuyim Rishus has two components, so to speak. One is the component of the physical, and the other one is the component of whether,
right, but the physical is not so important. The physical, right, is not going to do the trick.
Right. But the other one is the component,
right, right.
The status
in
the,
right,
eyes of the,
that's,
original owner.
That's right.
When,
right,
he was Miyai.
Right. So if I say, let's take a look at the Gemara. In my sense, Kedushin. Let's see if we can shed some light on this one. Uh-huh. So take a look at Kedushin.
If he gets to the let's say, you have this the robber, then he sells it to the next guy, but Yeush wasn't done. You don't have the Shinoi Rishus. What is the status of the object in the hands of the third guy?
It's
before he does Yeush.
It's in the hands of the original Goslin. And the Balabat.
So then why does it work? Because if it stayed in the hands of the original Goslin, then
you quote the Rambam or go to the Rambam?
No, according to the Rambam.
According to the Rambam, but once the original Nigzel is Mesiyaish, so now we can go back and say, hey, it's not where it started. So there was a Shin Rishus. Now there is a Shin Rishus. Shin Rishus doesn't require a physical Shin Rishus right now. It's not where it was before, and it's been a Yush already happened, so that's called the Shin Rishus.
But prior to that happening, the third guy is considered like
the Gazan. Right. So let's take a look at the Gemara Mesechta Kedushin after the days. Third line from the top. Third line from the top in days of days. Hi, Issa. In days of days, there was a woman. The Havakah. I didn't set it on the sheets. I think, did I say to put on Kedushin, right? So to bring Kedushin. Okay. So we'll say it. In days of days. 3 months. Hi, Issa. The Havakah. Mashia Kara. There was a woman. She was washing her foot. The Mashichlo Demaya in a tub of water. The background to the story. Asahal Gavra, a fellow came, Chotav Zuze Mechavre. He stole some coins from his friend. So we have three players here. We have the woman's washing, she's washing a foot. You have a guy is bumping out some, beating somebody up, taking some coins away. Vishadullah. And he took those stolen coins, and believe it or not, he threw it at her, he handed it to her. Amallah, Makachali. I'm not sure it was the beginning of a crazy story. Also, God will come to Rava. So the Shalik came to Rava. So he asked Rava, is Kedushin, is Kedushin? What just happened here? Omar, lace the chash, the hadr, Rabbi Shimon, the Amistam Gazel Yishbaal Mahavid. Rava Paskin is going to worry about. This woman does not need to get at all. You know why? Because if you're Makadish, somebody with stolen goods, it doesn't work. What's the first question he asked under the chuppah? Yeah, did you buy this ring yourself? He asked to belong to the chassan. So here the coin didn't belong to the chassan, but Rava didn't just say it was stolen goods. Rava said, wait, he said, well, not so simple. Rava said that there happens to be a machlekes at Tanoim. Rava is referencing a machlekes, Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanon, about when gazela takes place. Gazela means I go up to a guy, I tackle the guy, beat him up, and I steal his property. That's gazela, not geneva. Rabbi Shimon held stam gazela yish ba'alameh. You know why? Rabbi Shimon said very simple. I know that I was just beat up by a big thug who just stole my coin. There's no way I'm going after that guy. I'm happy to be alive and well. Every gazela, by definition, he's mizyash. By gedeva, Rabbi Shimon says, you know, I don't know. Maybe the guy who broke into my house isn't so big. Maybe I'll be able to beat him up when I find him. But gazela, I saw that he's tougher than me, and I couldn't beat him. I couldn't fight back. So stam gazela yish ba'alameh. So Rava said, oh yeah, if Rabbi Shimon would have been right, that's Tam Gazel Yish Bailim, then we would have been in a big problem, the story. Why? Because then who would have owned the coins? Let's walk it through what the Gemara says. Right? If you would have held that's Tam Gazel Yish Bailim, then the Ganav / Chasan would have been the owner of the coins, and he would have given it to the woman, and the woman would be Kadesh, which she would require a get. Baruch Hashem, Rava said, no one believes Rabbi Shimon. Al Rabban, all the Tanoim said, Stam Gazel Lav Yishmaelim, and therefore Yish didn't take place, and therefore it's just outright stolen goods, and therefore there's no need to forget. Ad Kam Divrei Gemara. What's the obvious kashya? Come on. Bomb kashya, come on. Rava is not put his head against the wall to figure out, Cheshes Rabbi Shimon, Nisht Rabbi Shimon, Das Yach, stop. Even Rabbi Shimon's right. Let's play devil's advocate. Rabbi Shimon's right. Good. We pass the Yishu Zakonin, right? Don't we pass the Yishu Zakonin?
Yeah.
So you won't believe what the Rosh
says.
But
there was a Shinu Yishu.
Whoa, again. The Rosh says, you see from this Gemara, not so fast that we pass the Yishu Zakonin. Not so fast at all. But we don't want to go down that route yet. We want to go down the route of Rubid, the Rishonim, that Yishu is not going like the simple reading of Maskaras Gemara in Rav Kama, Yishu is not going. So what's Rabbi told him? Why is Rabbi draining a cup, wasting our time with Yeh Bishayash, even if it was Bishayash, it's still not going to work, because it's just Yush. I'm setting you up for this one, okay? It must be
that you have both.
You know what? That you have both. You have Yush and
Shini
Rishus. And therefore what? And therefore, if Rabbi Shimon would have been right, what would we have said? We would have said the condition would have been valid because Stam Gazel Yishbal, if the facts are not right, but if he would have been right, we would have said Stam Gazel Yishbal, combined with Shinu Rishus, we would have said the condition would be valid, you need to get. Problem, what's the problem?
When he gave it to her, he didn't own it yet.
Oh, Shai says, wait a second. Wait. Shinu Rishus, where? Who? Wait. Can somebody pinpoint me the moment in time when Shinu Rishus takes effect? When he gives it.
When she gets it.
When she gets it. But he didn't do what?
Kedushin.
He didn't do Kedushin. It wasn't his. It's hers. Right? Let's pinpoint the moment then. It's not for nothing that quote that I'm reading this Gemara. It's clear for the Gemara that if you would have held Yusha's Koina, this condition would have been valid. She would have needed a get. So what's going on? Yusha's not Koina. So this is not my cash. This is a Ritva's cash. Let's take a look at the Ritva.
We don't need the part of Koina. We need only the part of Yehud.
Wait. Let's see. Let's wait a second. Take a look at that. It's a Ritva.
Yeah, so it was never the goslin who threw it at her. Even if you say Yish and Shinu Yishus is Kona, so the coins may belong to her, but they never belong to the goslin.
That's exactly the
question. So the Kedushin is in Kal.
Let's take a look at Kedushin. Let's take a look at the Ritva and Kedushin in days. It's one in base of the base, the bottom paragraph. Also, Gavrachat, Zuzim, Mechavre, Shadla, Lace, Hagrafat. The Chitema asked the Ridvok Asha, the cave and the Kaimel and the Yishkadi, Lokani. We don't hold like that Rosh. We hold that Yish is not Koine, Ruv, Rosh, and Mot, not Koine. Ki Ika Yish, Baram, Havim. So, what does Rav make such a tumult about that? Oh, Baruch Hashem, there's no Yish. And if there would have been Yish, so what? Still wouldn't have been Koine. Halei Kasha, says Ridvok. That is not a question. Why? Cave and the Ika Yish, Vishus Gazlan. Vishina Rishus, Vishus Adida. So the Ridvok says, there was Yish, and now the Shina Rishus. Can you be Yish, Vishina Rishus? Now you know the Ridvok is about to ask the next question. Hey, wait a second. She was Koine, but he wasn't Koine. I don't want to superimpose my feelings onto Ridvok. We're just going to read it first. I want to hear what you think about it. Ritva is about to ask this kasha. The kevan the ihi kanise, since she acquires it, right? At the end of the day, that those cash, those coins belong to her. She has those coins to keep the good yushin rishos. Since she was kona, af hu kona osa. So too, he gets her as a wife. Here's Megadisha. Af al pi. Shehu lo kona dinar zeh at shehoya bishuso bishuso. Is that a vav? Is that a hey? I'm not sure. But what's the Ritva say? He could see sweating in his gash. He's saying that, wait a second, what am I telling you a story that Yishin Shini Rishus? That explains how she got the coins, but never explains how he got the coins. So what does the Ritva say? No, it's okay. That's all right. Because since she got them, so too, he gets what?
Her.
What does he get?
Her.
What is the it that he gets?
It's her.
So depending on what you think the diktok here is, this Ritvok could be read in one of two ways. Either the Ritvok could be telling you as follows. The Ritvok could be saying that, Tachlis, he never ever owned those coins. And he still never owns those. And he will never own those coins. And he still just got himself a wife. How did he pull off that stunt?
Because got something of value.
Because he facilitated her receiving coins. He never owned that ring. He never owned those coins. Never did, never will. But that's okay. For the purposes of Kedushin, that's all you need. Not his giving of something that belongs to him. It's facilitation. So when they ask under the chuppah, Chassan, did you buy this ring? But the Chassan should say, I don't have to buy the ring. I'm facilitating that she's receiving a ring that I stole from the jewelry store. That's what Ritva just said. Now again, that's a huge Chiddush and Kiddush. We have to figure out why in the world that works. That's one way of reading the Ritva. Is there another way of reading the Ritva? Or even if that's literally the Ritva, is there another way to solve the problem? That yes, he is Konoa, the coins. You need the Shini Rishus for it to happen. So this would be almost like an example of another, like, this is the opposite of the principle of the Gemara of Gita V'yadabam Gechad, Kedusha V'yadabam Gechad, namely, two things are almost happening simultaneously. That means there's a Shini Rishus happening, which is a mechanism of Kinyan, and at the same time that the Shini Rishus is happening, not just she is receiving those coins, but for that split second in time, and again, you can't even split it, you can't even put it on a radar screen, but for that halachic split second, he is kind of the coins, and as he's kind of the coins, Shini Rishus, it's all happening at the same time.
But you could say, Lumafreya, that by virtue of her holding on to the coins and the Zashini Rishus,
so he almost got Lumafreya. Well, that's the question. We don't want to make it too Lumafreya.
Uh-huh,
if you make it way too back, it's going to be overkill. So you mean that's what you really mean. It's a phenomenon we can't really put in. There's no other way to describe that in halacha.
But by what mechanism is he getting rishus of it?
Because there's a shini rishus happening.
The shini rishus only means that the second guy owns it. Usually, not this case. Usually, the second guy owns it.
It's simultaneous.
Gazlan never owns it.
It's simultaneous. Oh, no. So again, the Ritva is not crystal clear what he means, and again, part of the confusion with Ritva is we're not quite sure what the word ad shibishuso means, but logically, it can mean one of two things. Either he's talking the language of Taka the Gazan is not Koina, and the Kedushin is still Chal, or he's talking the languages, yes, the Gazan is Koina, it's not, yes, you're just, well, it is, it's all simultaneous. No, tell me what they say. Those two stories, how to solve this problem, the two potential reasons of the revolt, how does it relate back to our Rambam and Ramban from before? What do you think the Ramban would say about this? Which tzad the Ramban say about this?
In the Zman of the Yehush,
in a million years, the Ramban would never learn that the Gaza was going down. That is the absolute impossible against the entire theory of the Ramban. Because according to the entire theory of the Ramban, what is the equal, what is preventing, there is no Shinu. Shinu is not a kingdom according to the Ramban. Shinuishus is a simple rectifying a problem, the deficiency in Yush. Yush is the kingdom according to the Ramban. And what is the deficiency? The three bad words. Isura, Asaliyode. Shinuishus rectifies that vis-a-vis who?
The third guy.
Not vis-a-vis the Gazlan. It can help the Gazlan. The Gazlan still has Isura, Asaliyode.
No matter what happens.
So Shinri Shus is day till tomorrow, in no shape or form will ever enable the Yad. The Gazan is done. He's history. He is finished with this item. He can never be cut inside of his Yush. For him, it's the Oilam Vod Nisaros Liyadin. The best we can do, according to the Ramban, is to go down the other route that Hitaka was not Koina, but she's still Mekudesh, because of facilitating. Whereas if you go down the route of the Rambam, that the real Kinyan is the Shinri Shus, and Yisroel's Niyadi is not even critical. It's not relevant. Yisroel's Niyadi is a detail in Yush, but we're not even talking the language of Yush. The whole goal of the Yush was simply to enable us to declare to be a Shin Rishos. So once you say this transferring from one end to the next, this is a halachic Shin Rishos because it was already had a Yush to it, so then you could argue it's a Shin Rishos, which is the Ikaron, fundamentally kind of Bein Lagabi Agazlan, Bein Lagabi the third guy. There's nothing fundamentally preventing Yush and Rishus from being kind for the Gazan either.
When does the Shinur shoot?
So again, it's you're right. It's a timing problem. It is a time problem. But the time problem, we have such concepts in Allah, Gita, Vyarba, and Kech, there is such a concept of such a timing problem. So I'm not so worried about the timing problem. But conceptually, according to the Ramban, it cannot work through that mechanism because there's no way in a million years the Ramban would ever sanction the Gazan ever owning anything through a Yush and Shinur Rishus because it's outright violation of Yisroel Sliyadim. So how to read this solution of the Ritva, will ultimately, whether it's neither, again, I can't tell you for certain what the Ritva said, but I can tell you with fairly certainty that the Ritva could have only said one of his pratim, only according to the Rambam's version, not according to the Rambam's version. So are there any other Rishonim who are clearer on this topic, who also bother this kasha, who get a little bit clearer?
Can we bring a raya from the Ritva that it has to be the pshat that he owned it first, because he goes on to talk about a case of hektish, and by hektish it has to be where you owned it, because I know that from a pasuk.
You're mechavim to ktais, right? You're mechavim 100% that his comparison to hektish l'chora sounds that way. It would be hard to believe that for the purposes of hektish, it's enough just to facilitate that it enters the drushas hektish. Very good, very good, very good. You're 1,000% right in that marshal and that dimyon. Okay? Wait till we get to the Rashba, and you'll see where that dimmer is going to take you. Okay? And we'll get to this week or next week. Let's take a look at the Rashba for a minute. Okay? You're definitely right on target. So the Rashba was on Daf Nun Hamad Beis. The bottom of the page, right? In column Shin Chafov. You see Mochem Kiddush B'Dvei Mekudesh at the very, very end. Okay, so I'll just fill you in for a minute about what topic the Rashba is addressing. The famous Mishnah says, Kedushin says, if you're Mekadosh Anisha with these Dover Osaban, no, the Kedushin is not Chav. Kashin Yisrael with the cheeseburger, with the orla, whatever item is chum to Pesach, whatever is awesome or not, there's no condition. For a variety of reasons, it's not with the mammon, it's not with the shavu'ah, a half dozen reasons why, but the ma'aseh of the Mishnah is no. But then the Mishnah says, by the way, let's say you take that Orla and you sell the Orla. Now, you weren't supposed to do that. You sold the Orla, now you got cash in return for that Orla. The damim of the Orla are mutar. The damim of it is up is also certain things that tapis damim, but Orla is not one of them. Kilei Kerem is not one of them. Bas B'chol is not one of them. Fine. So the fellow went ahead and he was machor mikish with man. Mishnah beferish and mukadeshes. Happens to be Rashi has a unique shita. In the beginning of Sechus Chul, Rashi happens to hold that even though Isuri and Noah are not Teifes Domim, but for the Machlif himself, the person who did the actual sale and got those coins, he's not allowed to use those coins. Why this should be so? It's a complicated Rashi. It's a big Chiddush in Rashi. Others shall disagree with it. But Rashi holds a unique sheet to that. Chalipe Isuri and Noah are not per se Osir, but for the Machlif proper, they are Osir. So the Rashba picks up in that Rashi. Bottom line, the bottom of Kalam Shin Chav Vav. Rashi is up here prepared Kama Dechulim Vareish prepared Basra Yavid Azar. Dechi Amrinan De'en Yisuri Anoah Kod Eilu Ocham It's a Pesach Tosun Demeyan. When do we say that Yisuri Anoah not Tefes Domim Demeyan Mutarin Lo Amru L'Meicher Atzmo? The Meicher himself, the one who violated the Yisuri of being Machlef, it was Nenef the Yisuri Anoah Taka the Domar Asa to him, and he brings Raias, etc. Let's just skip down a couple of lines where the first one of the lines Hamocher, about two, three lines down. Uv Mekadesh B'dmeyen Mekudeshes. So now the Rashi pays the question. Wait a second, according to Rashi, what just happened? I had an apple of Orla. I go to the store, I sell it to a guy, I get a dollar, and I use that dollar to Mekadesh Anisha. The Mishnah says, Mekudeshes was Gemur, no Shiloh. How is she Mekudeshes? That dollar bill is what? For me, is what?
Yes,
it's also Manoah. For her, it's mutabana, but for me, it's asbana. So I would just bekadish an isha with something that clapping me is asbana, clapping her is mutabana. Isn't that a problem? Isn't that a deficiency? Didn't I not give her something that shove it? Because from in my book, this dollar bill is worthless. If I would have been bekadish with the apple itself, for sure she's not mekadesh. That's the Mishnah. It's worthless for me, worthless for her. So davar aslano is not nita for kedusha for whatever reason. Not sure. Putin, I did, but whatever the lom, this doesn't matter right now. The davar aslano is not nita for kedusha. So posing the Rashi for the following question: according to Rashi, that davim is always also to the machlif. So the davim is also to the machlif. The machlif happens to be the chosam. So he's giving her a dollar bill that legabe him is also bano. How does that work? So listen to what the Rashi says: of bekadish b'dvei mekudeshes. Because for her, it's okay. It doesn't particularly interest me that it's no good for him. The love to be or lay be other. For her, she can use a dollar bill. The kevan the buteras the honest man. Since for her, she just received a dollar. The kan osan he machmasoi. And she got it. What was that key word from before? He facilitated her receiving a dollar, even though between you and me, he didn't give her a dollar because the dollar wasn't his. It wasn't worth anything to him. Afim Kudesh Asloi, Mazel Tov, they're married. We just saw a Kesef Kedushin being given, as long as the Chosin facilitated the receiving of a Shavaputa by a Kala. If the Rashi would have stopped now, I would have said, "Whoa, that's a bit chiddush." But what can you do? Listen to the Rashi's proof. Halamah Dovid Doime. What is this similar to? I'm shaking. L'mekadish b'gezel d'yachayrim. This is the sugya d'aftan. Stealing money. L'man d'yislay stam gezel yishbayrim. According to Rishimin, we have not talking about, according to Rishimin, who would have held, stam gezel yishbayrim, the afagav yish kadi lokani. Everybody knows that yish doesn't work by itself, not like the rush. The chosman should be yodi in a kanloi. And chosman that he's holding on to, it's not going to work. Afilu ochi ki nasta la mekudeshes. It works. How does it work? Lafisha kan also he bin asina so the havalei be other yeshushin rishos. Fachanami are kan also he bin asina so v'hanoha bo lo machmaso he. That's the Rashi's way of saying facilitating. Hanoha bo lo machmaso. Ad kan de be Rashi. So for the Rashi's dimyan from gezeila to Yisrael, no, there is no question how the Rashi learned. If the Rashba would have thought the pshat in the kiddushin of Yush and Shin Rishus means that the Goslin was Koina at that moment, Gita V'yorban Kiechot, that would have zero relevance to the case of the Tashlum, to the Chalipe, Chalipe Orla. Why? That dollar bill will never become mutter to who? To the Mekadosh. That dollar was also done about to the Mekadosh. The best that can happen is that she'll get a dollar bill out of it. He's never getting a dollar bill. And the Rashba says, oh, okay. The Rashba says, that's fine. And the Rashba's Raya has modeled that such a concept of Kedushin exists, knowing full well that the Mekadosh will never own that dollar bill. And he still gives it a green light for Kedushin. And his model is from Gazela. Zeman, you see, clear as day that the Rashba learned the Tzad. That, how does that fancy Kedushin work? Of Yushin Shin Rishos? Not because he gets it. Yitaka doesn't get it. Like the Ramban, he doesn't get it. The Gazan is not going to. But he facilitated, facilitation is good enough.
Wouldn't that be a mitzvah of Avera being Mutsukadesh with a dollar that you're not allowed to use?
Right, right. Okay, so mitzvah of Avera probably is not going to disqualify Kedushin. Right. Right.
Why isn't it Hanah?
What?
Why would we call it Hanah?
You mean Dalm Mehocha the Kesef?
He gets it, he's married her.
Meanwhile, Mitzishin.
We're talking about the beginning of.
Do you want to know how this works? How in the world is this fancy?
We say there's an Isser or not, right? For right. Sure. That's what the Rashba right. Says. Right. So he facilitates, and therefore he gets on up.
Good, you're right. So he didn't have error. Good. Okay.
So then why don't you just go with the Hap? So then just go that he's not going to get Hanah, and then it works anyway.
No, because when you have a Dover that's also Hanah, Bein Lahim, Bein Lahar, it doesn't have a Din Mammon altogether. So it's not just the Avera Shabbat. There's something changed, that's what I want to talk about. Something changed within your Mamanus that prevents being Mekadosh with Orla proper. So again, we have to just digest this Rashba. So we started out with a Chakira as to how to understand Nakamura and Kedushin often days that somehow this razzle-dazzle Kedushin took place. We're not sure what mechanism we're involved. For sure it's something to do with Yishin Shin Rishos. That's the only way to learn the Gemara. So it's a combination of Yishin Shin Rishos. We're not sure, is the Gemara committing itself to saying that the Goslin ultimately is Koina to a certain extent, which would only fit into the Rambam's model? Or is the Gemara denying the Goslin being able to be Koina, which would be closer to the Rambam's model? And the Gemara is being the Chadish's idea that all you need is facilitation. So the Ritvot couldn't tell one with the other, but the Rashba's Dinyan to Isuri Hanah, it's clear as day.
So how does the Shinu Rishut, if Mirkat Hila would say he doesn't own it when he goes out? So it was, when he takes it, the money to give up for Kiddushin, we have a problem if he owns it at all.
He doesn't own it, right, right.
So there's no Rushut in his Rushut to
no,
Rushut.
No, it doesn't, no.
So what is the Shinui?
No. You're right. He doesn't own it in Pura Dinei Mamonos, but a Pi Halacha, we could view something going from a Goslin to a third party. If there was Yush accompanying it, that's called Halachic Shinui Rushus. Even though you're right, he didn't really own it.
So there's no Rushut.
That's still called Shinui. That's the Chidush Shinui Rushus. Shinui Rushus works, even though, you're right, one could have theoretically denied the whole institution of Shinui Rishos, but Chazal have it. So Chazal are viewing that as Shinui Rishos.
Is it something like what we send the Ketubah that he can be marrying her based on the Hidushim he's going to do?
No. We have to focus on a real Kedusha Kesef. So if these Rishonim are saying that this is a real Kedusha Kesef, it's got to work through one of the two mechanisms. Either that he was kind of it, or facilitation is also called the Kedusha Kesef.
Could it be Shinui Maisa if it changes so radically? Us are complete, and then it comes mutter to somebody, to the person he gave it to. Not the senior, it's Shinui Maisa.
Shinui Maisa.
What's it? Is us or now? It's
that's not so much. That's a tricky sugi in the end of a kam about things becoming us and mutter. No, that's not so much. That's called the Shinui. That's a dovish in a mikor. It's not so much. That's complicated. So Rabbi say, we're pretty convinced how the Rashba reads the sugi. I'll give you homework for next week. There's another Rashba in Baba Kama, or in Gittin, if I'm saying Gittin, that poses the question, how can a person steal something, the owner is Mesyayish, and then he's Machdish it, and the Gemara says it's good, based on Yush and Shinui Rishus, how can that work? So you know what the Rashba says? Yeah, it could work, it's okay. Because when I'm Machdish it, and it all happens at the same time, it becomes, in effect, mine. Which is diametrically opposed to the Sashmi, right? It's a steer of glue into Rashmas. So Rabbi Sag, we'll stop the shift for now with one Shaila. We're going to think about the following Shaila. A Radvaz. Radvaz presented the following Shaila. Once in a what's the din? Just in case you thought that the case of the woman with the Kedushin was a funny story, listen to this one, okay? The woman's on the other end of the chasra hall. very, very strongly. Even the Chazakal, not under the same chuppah. He's over here, she's 100 feet away. And he tosses her the cast of Kedushin. Okay, he threw a get, he tossed the cast of Kedushin, no problem. Listen to this. He was a little bit stingy on the Kedushin. When he tossed it, when it left his hand, says the Ravaz, it was not quite worth a pruta. It was just shy of a pruta. But the silver price of silver fluctuates very quickly. And in transit, so state in Radvaz, it went up to the point of a pruta. Obviously, the case is absurd, but the Radvaz is just presenting the case just to present you to love this. What do you think about that? Here condition or no condition? Needs again, doesn't again. What's the Shaila? What's the Radvaz really asking? I didn't give a pruta, but she got a pruta. I facilitated her receiving a pruta, so that I never gave her. And what if a condition to work? He's got to give, but she's got to get. What really matters? So one of the huge, one of the big riyas, this Rosh, but this Ritva, this Rat. So hopefully, next week, we'll have to put the final touches on this, because this is impacting greatly on our sugya in terms of what Shin Rishos and Yish, and what Kinyan and Mass affects it up to the world of Gazan and Ganeb. Okay, that's your next week.
Can you be Kaddish with intellectual property?
I would say what you could do is as follows, that you